It is 45 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock on your Monday morning, 8th day of June. Sports This Hour brought to you by Wyoming Building Supply and Amber Eggers with Wyoming Real Estate Exchange. James and Julie, good morning.
Good morning.
Right on time.
Right on time. James just walked in just
the clock.
I'm busting him, but that's it. He made it.
I did
right
make
on
it.
Time.
I'm here.
You're not late. You just
technically
made it.
No. Yes. Yeah.
No. You just made it. So today is Monday. Great weekend. Everybody have a great weekend.
Yeah, that's really nice.
Yes. We sure had a great weekend at the Wyoming Association of Broadcasters convention.
Yes, I did.
I had the honor of making that 6-hour trek. Oof.
Was the river green?
That's a long...
Yeah, was the river green?
No, it's not green.
No, it's blue.
That's a long way down there.
Yeah.
The Green River. And you can see the...
Yeah, you guys think that. I'm like, road trip.
I know. You like doing that.
I do.
You like all that windshield time.
I do. I love it.
I-80 is just not a fun place to drive.
Well, yeah. So
it's like, just a line of big
trucks. That's interesting.
And then when they pass each other and they don't pass each other very fast, and then you're boxed in.
Mm. Yeah.
I got boxed in a couple different times. It's like, Anyway, we made the track. Want to congratulate our team.
Yeah.
On outstanding performance of awards. You can see the list of all of the awards online at SharedAndMedia.com. But I do want to point you to, since you're in on the show with me today, and I'm just gonna brag on you just for a half a second. So James and Grant Timber and Grant Urey.
Whoa, congratulations, James, Grant.
James,
I guess
James,
we're married.
Yeah, you and Grant are married now. And James,
we're now bound together
James
forever.
Timberlake and Grant Urey. There we
and
go.
And Schreffler.
Yeah.
And Stephen Schreffler.
Podcast producer.
Produced the best podcast in the state.
Woo-hoo.
Active Reload.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
It's good.
On that.
I like
James
that.
Urey.
And we know
James and Grant Timberlake. Happy Pride Month,
Happy,
Grant.
So
you and me.
Go. Congratulations. Best podcast. Congratulations on the best podcast there. Well deserved. And Julie.
Yes.
For the third consecutive year.
So you're skipping my last name?
This is Julie.
Yeah, Julie. Julie Chadwick. County Executive of the Year for the state of Wyoming. Congratulations.
Thank you. That is
way cool. And I also want to make mention of your sister, Jill Moriarty.
Mm-hmm.
Three awards that were in conjunction with Steve Sisson, yourself, and Liz on Best Station Promo, Best Single Commercial, and
I was just, in on the promo. That
you
was
were in on the promo, Shorties.
With Steve and Jill on Y-O-3-M-D.
Liz Kincaid.
And Liz,
On Steve Sisson. So, yeah, best promo.
Cool.
We won first and second. Best single commercial, first and second. Gene Sterling in there. Want to congratulate our own Coleman Hanchett. Best young professional of the year.
Now, Coleman.
He's always behind the camera.
Yeah. He's always behind the camera and always there for us. And congratulations to Coleman Hanchett, our young radio professional of the year for the state of Wyoming. Congratulations, Coleman.
He's been with us, a couple of years now?
He's been with us for a little while. Yeah, even I think he's a little bit longer than that.
Yeah.
Best website, SharedAndMedia.com.
Yay.
Video sports production, Steve Schreffler.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Congratulations, Aaron Lagaki on Shared and Bronk and Lady Bronk basketball.
Best play-by-play
guy in the state.
Yeah,
congratulations,
great.
Aaron. Best sports coverage, Kevin Coyle.
All right.
Best news reporter, Tommy B, Cynthia Vannoy, News Talk. Wow.
Good
best
stuff.
Radio show, Tommy and Bell. I mean, the list goes on. Congratulations to our team. What an honor. It was a really, truly, I really, truly mean this. It was a real honor to go down there and to go up and accept all of these awards on behalf of our team, because everyone here just puts in a lot of time and effort and work early morning, long hours, late at night. And, you know, it's great. It just makes me sit there and smile the entire time when we're at the banquet. And Sheridan Media's name was mentioned 4,000 times and going up and accepting all of those.
You had your walking shoes on.
Yeah, on our behalf. So congratulations to our team. We can check all that out online, sharedmedia.com. I just wanted to pass that on. I just wanted to take a time, a little bit of time this morning on the show. So today, on this 8th day of June, as we move on, today is picnic day.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Nice.
Love picnics.
It's going to be an 80-degree day.
Yeah.
Go have a noon picnic.
No, yesterday afternoon, am I not of ideal?
Last night was 65 mile an hour wind gust at the airport last night.
Yeah, just came out of nowhere.
And then the temperature dropped to like 20 degrees. It's crazy. Yeah, our high temperature was 75. It dropped to like 58.
Mm-hmm.
And then the wind came up and wow. Okay. So today, Best Friends Day.
Ah.
All right. Sure. Yes. Give a call to your best friend. It's also World Oceans Day.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
I know you're a big fan of that. Big fan of the ocean. You want some ocean trivia?
Sure.
Pacific Ocean is the largest and deepest of Earth's ocean basins.
Right.
Most of the salt from the ocean salt water is from rocks on land that are broken down by rainwater and carried into the ocean by rivers.
Cool.
Okay, yeah.
The Mariana Trench, deepest known point, doesn't say here, but I know it's
very deep.
Cameras to the bottom of that thing, and then I think some of the creatures that they film down there, they make movies out of.
It's deeper.
I have an interesting bit of trivia about that. If you threw a heavy object off a boat over that trench, it would take over an hour for it to reach the bottom.
Wow. How heavy is the object? Is it any
heavy enough?
Any number?
Yeah, anything that sinks immediately.
Cool.
Nice.
It's
and
deeper.
I think the fat. So here's what's important to remember is that things get more dense.
Right.
Oxygen gets smaller and all that. So you actually should be falling faster and faster.
Yeah.
And it still takes an hour.
It's deeper than
an hour.
Mount Everest is tall.
Yes.
Isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this I did not realize. Sound travels faster through ocean water than it does through air.
I can believe that.
Wow. Really? I didn't know that.
I did not know that.
Sound travels faster through ocean water than air.
Yeah, it does.
Than through air.
Yeah.
And I would not have guessed that.
No, I wouldn't have either.
Well, it's dense.
The Atlantic Ocean is currently shrinking in size every year due to the tectonic plate movement.
Hmm.
Interesting.
The Atlantic Ocean, though, is expanding while the Pacific Ocean is shrinking. So that's...
Hmm.
Oh, the Pacific is shrinking.
Yeah, Pacific Ocean's shrinking, not Atlantic. The Atlantic is actually expanding. The Pacific is shrinking. Plankton in the ocean produce more than half of the oxygen on Earth.
Wow.
Whoa. That's a lot.
Wow.
It's a lot of oxygen.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Great Barrier Reef, so big you can see it from space.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Tides are caused entirely by the gravitational pull of the moon.
Having lived on the coast of Oregon, you can see that.
You got to know
see it.
You got to know where the moon is if you're living on the coast.
The Southern Ocean is the newest officially recognized ocean surrounding the continent of Antarctica.
Huh.
Wow.
The Southern Ocean is what
it's called? The Southern Ocean. The newest officially recognized ocean. I did not realize we did that.
I didn't either.
When did we do that? I missed that day. So there you go. A little ocean trivia for you today. Here we go. Here's a fun event to go to in Denmark. The Mullet Championships in Copenhagen.
Wow.
Okay.
Drawing 12 competitors.
12. Wow.
Yeah, the event celebrates.
A real barn burner.
Not 12 finalists, 12 competitors.
The event celebrates the hairstyle defined by short hair at the front, long hair in the back. They receive 60 seconds each to showcase their haircuts based on style, uniqueness, and overall stage performance. Construction worker Thomas Berg won the top prize after performing on a trampoline in a neon gym with an orange headband.
You had 60 seconds to do that?
60 seconds, man. That's all you get. Mullet champion. Congratulations, Thomas Berg.
Hair products?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, you get a hand sculpted recreation of your mullet.
You got root lifter and
There's root lifter.
Root lifter.
Yeah, to keep your volume in your hair.
Deep conditioner.
I've never heard of that.
Oh,
it's called root lifter.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, you two seem to be up on it.
I mean, if you asked your wife, you would know what we're talking about.
Root lifter. Root lifter. Okay. You know, speaking of the ocean, According to a study, fish can actually recognize you.
Well, sure. Yeah, I know that.
I mean, if I saw a
having had an aquarium.
If I saw a
you had big aquariums.
Yeah, I don't anymore.
You don't anymore.
If I saw a big thing that was not familiar, I was not familiar with in this home that I usually live in, I'd probably remember that too.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I have you to remember again. That. What was that?
Yeah. Daniel Crago is now recovering back in his California home. He was the gentleman that got attacked by the grizzly in Glacier National Park on May 28th while hiking. He encountered the bear, charged him, bit his arm. That grizzly drug him for 30 to 40 feet. Can you imagine?
Yes, I can imagine.
I can't.
I think I have a high respect for bears. And I want I want them to be where they are. I don't want to, we are the ones invading.
You go
their
up and shake their hand.
But they scare me much more than sharks.
Bears are terrifying. In like a
only because
cool
they'll
way.
Do that and then you're their brunch for several days alive. Kids, be aware of bears.
Well, nothing like going away from the show scared to death, right? kids.
You're going to be alive the whole time while they rip you apart.
It's not jealous.
Have a good Monday morning.
You're going to be ripped apart. Good morning. He was attempting to take photos, and he saw the bear, and he was making noise, but he figured that the rushing water where he was,
the bear
didn't hear him, and then saw him, and then just lit into him.
That's like why you're supposed to make noise, right?
Yes. You need to make noise. You do need to make noise so they hear you. So...
Which is kind of a catch-22 because you're trying to enjoy nature and
I guess I mean
singing
once
loudly.
The bear starts charging, I think I'm done enjoying the nature at that point. Let's go defense.
Yeah, when the bear's charging,
everything else kind of grounds
run,
out.
No,
it depends on what it is.
No, what would your instincts? What would you do?
It wouldn't be to yell or stand my ground. I could promise you that I'm getting eaten alive for 4 days. I promise you because I'm everything's going out the door. Yeah.
Yeah, running, folks.
Mm-mm. Don't run.
No.
If it's brown, go down. If it's black, fight back. Isn't that the common phrase?
I don't know.
I think that's the phrase.
Just don't run.
Don't run.
Yeah, they will catch you. They can run up to 40 plus miles an hour.
You're not going to run fast enough.
Yeah, then like say climbing a tree.
Yeah, you can't climb either.
It would take me forever to get it.
And it'd get 3 seconds to get up the tree. Yeah.
No, don't climb either.
Yeah. Yeah, just have the bear spray with you. Even where we live here in the Bighorn Mountains, take bear spray with you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Always take the bear spray with you. Encountered when we went vacation in a cabin outside of Yellowstone last year. We encountered wild fly fishing, a couple of grizzly bears that we were able to elude. They saw us. And then they were there feasting on the fish we were trying to catch. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's until you encounter them in the wild, it's a whole different game.
But you know, what if you're downwind of your bear spray?
I don't know.
Back in your eyes, isn't it?
Yeah.
Could you possibly.
Spray it up.
Yeah.
Spray uphill.
That stream is supposed to spray out pretty far. Get some decent bed.
I mean, I
bear
have
spray.
Some,
yeah, it's not like perfume where it just goes into a cloud and then blows back into your
And then
bed.
There's this real quick. We're going to end on this really quick. Miraculous story. Mount Everest Sherpa. He was found alive, missing for 6 days on the world's tallest mountain and had been living on. He was without any food, water, or supplemental oxygen. They found him. They got him, treated him. He's going to be okay.
Yay.
Six days. Wow. That's amazing.
The Sherpas are cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Amazing. All right. Congratulations to the Sheridan Media team this weekend in Green River. You're listening to KROE Sheridan, 8 o'clock. Fox News on the way next.